There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. You're listening to Winning in Business on The Business Breakfast in association with Alnamous by Dewar. Get up to 150 kilowatts in one step and within 7 days.
We're talking construction. Rock and roll and prefabricated structures. Joining us in the studio, Paolo Padroni, Group Vice President at Red Sea Housing Services. It's a Saudi-based company with operations here in Dubai, and it's just won approval to start its modular construction techniques here in Dubai. Paolo, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So, prefabricated buildings. When we think of those, we think of porta cabins. We think of things that Malcolm might have seen on the expo site yesterday that will be there for 6 months, maybe a year, and will then disappear. But you're doing something different. Tell us.
Yeah, well, that's very true. I mean, there is a stereotype there that prefabrication is a porta cabin. And historically here in the Middle East, that's exactly what it was. Red Sea Housing has been working in the industry for over 4 decades now. And in that time, we've seen a lot of value-added engineering, let's say, and different disciplines and different design methodologies from across the world being incorporated into the manufacturing process, which has enabled us to move away from the porta cabin stigma.
So are these, we're talking modular or prefabricated, are they temporary or permanent?
They are both. We're the first, we believe Red Sea Housing is the first tri-approval, I should say. So we've just been approved with Dubai Municipality for our building system. We've been approved with Civil Defence, we've been approved with Dubai Development Authority, and we've just recently been approved on Expo through Dubai South. So those approvals have obviously been a lengthy process to ensure compliance, and the systems that Red Sea is providing are obviously...
So what's it made out of?
It's made out of a hybrid system.
In simple terms that my granny could understand.
Well, it's a combination of steel, light gauge steel, heavy steel, and concrete. So it's no different to any buildings that you see across Dubai, other than we're trying to prefabricate in components in a factory environment, in a controlled environment.
Now that sounds like pretty durable stuff that you just mentioned there. And I know that in the UK, prefabricated housing was put up at the end of the Second World War, however many years ago that was. About 70 years ago or so, just before 70 years ago. And it was designed to last 10 years, but it's still in existence in a lot of places. So it is pretty durable. It isn't something that falls apart after a year or two.
No, of course not. And the way that they're designed these days, obviously there is building codes here that have become quite enforced. And we're not following, or we're not recreating the wheel. We're following the exact same codes as to traditional construction. We're complying with the exact same standards. So there are designs there. You can make shortcuts more for the porta cabins that in 2 to 5 years, they're probably not to be reused, more so recycled. But with the new methods and new construction hybrids that we're utilizing, you get the longevity that's required for international standards.
Well, let's look at some examples. You're building a building, or you have built a building in Jebel Ali Free Zone. That's
yes.
Right, isn't it? It's a company called Thomas Bell Wright. They do certification for fire retardant panels. Fine. So tell us about that building. What's it made out of? What does it look like? And how long is it going to last?
So Thomas Bell Wright and Red Sea Housing have been working together for some time on gaining the approvals for the Red Sea Housing system. Thomas Bell Wright, as the certification body for fire, has worked with Red Sea on obtaining the approvals for Red Sea systems. Part of that, we had an opportunity to work with Thomas Bell Wright on the extension of an administration building at their facility in Jebel Ali. So we worked together, one, on the fire strategy, obviously, and the approval process, and two, on obtaining the building permit from municipality for this particular building. It's a G+1 building. It's an office space. It's a combination mixed-use utility building, let's say, that'll be used to house the Thomas Bell Wright staff.
So how long is it going to last? Is it going to life of about 5 years, 20 years, or as Malcolm said,
eternity,
like these World War II houses?
Eternity. I mean, just like any other building, it needs to be maintained. So it's no different. You have to maintain your buildings, but there's nothing stopping these buildings or these systems lasting beyond 50 years.
How deep are the foundations?
The foundations are subject, obviously, to the soil, but they're generally isolated footings. They can be rough foundations. On these ones, we have isolated
footings. But it has foundations.
Yes,
it's not just plonked on top
with
a crane.
Can't be.
Right. What's the benefit? Okay, so it works. We've got proof of concept now that it does work. Proof of concept in World War II housing in Bournemouth, where Malcolm's heading, and in Jebel Ali Free Zone. What's the benefit over existing methods?
The benefit is obviously you're working in a controlled environment. You've got the savings of supply chain. So we're obviously buying for more than one project at a time. You've got time, you've got cost efficiencies.
Okay, let's talk about those two things. Versus a conventional building methodology, the time to build, say, a G plus one, a two-story office block that you've just built, what are the time differences?
We would estimate between 50 to 60% saving on the overall project cycle.
In terms of time.
Through to handover. That's right.
Okay. And in terms of cost?
In terms of cost, it's obviously subject to the specifications. A lot of the cost of any building within Dubai is driven by what goes into the actual building, not necessarily how you build it. But the savings are anywhere between 10 and 30%.
So not massive, but significant.
Significant over the duration of a project. If you look over the bigger projects, hotels, mass housing, low-cost housing, where projects are on for 2 or 3 years, you'll have a significant saving. And the return on the investment is obviously a lot quicker.
Being fairly frank, what are the disadvantages of sort of temporary structures like this?
The disadvantage, I think, at the moment in this climate is obviously the pace of construction has slowed down somewhat. So some people are willing to wait 1 or 2 years for their project.
When you say climate, you mean economic climate rather than
Temperature. Yeah, that's right.
So that's a disadvantage for you. But correct. What about the structures themselves? Is there a downside to them?
There is no downside to them. I mean, we're handing over projects no different to any other contractor.
Well, are you able to make sort of green buildings, LEED compliant buildings?
Yes, and we're just working with Expo at the moment and complying with all their sustainability requirements. We've delivered 2 projects on Expo to date.
One of those is the medical center, right?
Correct, yes. That was for Dubai Health Authority, so it's actually the first modular clinic within the Middle East, which we're very proud of, and I think Expo would back that statement up.
What about the... not just the aesthetics of it, but the flexibility of it. If you've got architects and designers designing some beautiful buildings, as we have here in Dubai, when I think of these modular buildings, I think of them as being quite utilitarian, you know, straight walls, glass windows, fine and functional for, say, a medical centre, but it's not going to win any awards. To what extent am I right?
There are limitations, we need to be honest, but there is a lot of creative minds out there and engineers that can stretch boundaries. So obviously we've taken it a few steps further than what we were a few years back, and we look to continue to build on that development.
Do you need an architect for something like this? Or can you?
With architects.
Okay, you do need an architect.
Yes.
Right.
You need an architect of record, obviously, to obtain your approvals and take responsibility for it. We work with consultants, architects.
Because my 8-year-olds are really good at Lego. I mean, I'm imagining that they could...
That's a starting point.
You can only
that's
go where, G plus one with Lego.
That's where a lot of us all started, you know, yeah. At Red Sea Housing is Lego blocks. And I'm passing that on to my son at the moment, so...
Good stuff, Paolo. Great talk to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Paolo Pedroni is the Group Vice President of Red Sea Housing Services, making modular buildings here in Dubai. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Winning in business on Dubai Eye, in association with Al Namous by Dua.
Get up to 150 kW in one step and within 7 days. There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.